Next case, please.
The next application is 11,789. Louise and Lawrence Griffin seek variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, section 115-42B, 115-182B, 115-182D, 115-183C, 115-185D, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of 2nd Street and Midway Drive. The 911 address is 106 Midway Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 35. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.5-foot variance from the front yard for steps, a 1.9-foot variance for the front yard from the house, a 1.7-foot variance from the front yard for the steps, a 2.4-foot variance from the side for the shed, a 6.4-foot variance for the pool, a 1.7-foot variance for a shed. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive two mail returns, and staff notes that in 2008, a variance was granted for a 1.5-foot variance from the front yard setback. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Louise Griffin, 106 Midway Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. And I think I'm hearing about surveys, and I think ours was attached to the original application, and I don't have it with me. Okay. I'll just read basically what I have. The shed, the new shed that we bought, we lined it up with an existing shed that was on the property. When we bought the property, there was a cement shed and a metal shed. We tore down the metal shed after a few years. We bought a new shed, lined them up together so that we could put a covering from one to the other to keep bicycles under that canopy. And then the new shed was the one that we were going to use as we would a basement or an attic for like Christmas decorations and that sort of thing. The cement shed couldn't be moved, so we just lined this other one up for symmetry purposes. Our pool we put adjacent to a spa that we had put in our backyard last year. We wanted the pool and the spa to be near each other for aesthetic reasons. Also, we put paver stones around for sanitary reasons to get rid of the grass. The pool is not up against the fence for our neighbor's property, but we now realize that it's apparently in violation of the setback for that side. The stairs that are on the Midway Drive side of the house, when we bought our mobile, it came with two sets of stairs, and we have three openings into the house. So we put one set of stairs underneath the sliding glass doors in the back and one set of stairs on the front of the house, which faces on 2nd Street. And then we had cement steps poured for the side entrance into the house. Contractor that helped with getting the property, getting the mobile put on the property, is the one who poured the steps. And I guess I can say we assumed that he knew that they were in compliance with whatever the setbacks were on the side. The new shed couldn't be 5 feet from the side yard setback because we have a well, and we didn't want the shed too close to the driveway or too far away from the existing cement shed, as I said before. The pool needed to be close enough to the house to access the electricity for the pump and for the heater that we have, and also because we wanted it close to the spa that was already on the property. So it's really in the only place that the pool could be. The well and the concrete shed were on the property when we purchased the land. We chose the place for the new shed in fairly close proximity to the existing concrete shed, and we just couldn't have it any closer to where the well pit was. None of these things that I've described alter any of the character of the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, our neighbors have been impressed with what we have done with the property. You can't see the pool or anyone in the pool from Midway Drive. If you're on 2nd Street, you really have to crane your neck to see anybody in the pool or to see the pool. Our neighbors on 2nd Street, when they pull into their driveway, they can see our pool, but once they're in their house, they can't see anything in our backyard because they have a garage there. So it's very private. I really didn't have anything else. So if you have any questions.
All right, well, let's see, ma'am. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills, please.
Yes, on your survey, I see two sheds that have the abbreviation MVB, which I'm assuming means movable.
The cement one, I wouldn't consider that movable.
Which one is the cement one? As you're facing, as you're standing with your pool to the right.
It's the one furthest to the back of the property. So it's like right across from the pool.
The one closest to the pool?
The one closest to the pool, right.
Okay,
that one's cement.
That's a cement one. And it's right. It's slightly smaller than the other.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then the
One that's in front of it or next to it, that's the newer one.
Okay, so you consider your front door to Midway Drive?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you now. When you're saying back one, I'm with you. Okay. And so your well would be in that back corner of the property. Is that correct?
The well is right in front of the doorway to the new shed.
Okay.
The well pit is there.
Okay, where there are no pavers.
We put stone, white stone around it, but
right.
No, there's no pavers there.
Okay. Right. You say you relied on the company that you bought your dwelling from to be in compliance with all setback requirements, is that correct?
Right.
And who was that?
We bought our house from Capital Homes.
And who did you buy your shed from?
Home Depot.
Oh, so you bought it and set it there.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get a permit for it?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And so the permit said that it was required a 5-foot setback, is that correct?
I didn't read it, but yes, it probably did.
There's a reason for getting a permit, and that's to read it. Okay. The pool, did you also rely on the company that you bought the pool from?
We bought the pool and had a neighbor help us put it in last year.
Okay.
And he said that he knew everything that needed to be done, and yes, we did rely on that, and he has since moved.
Wow. Okay.
We have a fence in the back of the property and on the Midway Drive side of the property, and all of these things are within the fence.
Thanks for you.
Right. I can see that on the survey of the fence. Okay, there are five standards for us to grant a variance. I'm not convinced that you've addressed all five standards. Can you do that for us?
Any one in particular or just?
Well, we've talked about the one where it wasn't created by you, or it was. Your description's written on. Oh, okay. You have a full. Okay. I'll wait and defer to the other members. No other questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions at this time.
All right. Let's go. You said you got permits for all these, for the shed, for the pool?
We relied on the person who put the pool in for us to get the permit. I don't know that he was forthright about doing that. So we did not go down and get a permit.
You went to, when you went to buy the sheds?
The shed we got a permit for, yes.
Right, you got the permit for.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have an inspector come out and look at it and say your setbacks are okay?
We sent the form back in after the shed was put on there, but the first person I saw was the inspector who came out rather recently in February or March, but no one came out after we mailed the permit back in.
So between that interim, you did not know whether you were in compliance, right?
No, we did not.
Well, You know it's 5 feet from the line, right? You knew that.
I know that now. I didn't read the permit completely, yes.
How about for your pool?
The pool.
Where'd you buy the pool? Do you buy that yourself, or do you?
We bought that on Craigslist, and then a neighbor helped put it in for us and said he would take care of getting the permits. But that.
The neighbor?
The neighbor who put it in for us, yes. He has since moved.
And you don't have any of these permits in your possession?
No.
For your property? And you don't have?
No.
Okay.
Staff can note that there was not a permit pulled for the pool. There was one for the shed. However, a certificate of compliance has not been issued. There was a permit for the fence, but a certificate of compliance has not been issued. And there was not a permit for the covered porch.
Okay. That answers those questions. So you feel that question that Mr. Mills asked you, you feel that you didn't create the problem here? You didn't create it. The builder did. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the same person did not install all of these things that we're talking about, so the onus would be on us that we did not follow through, if that's what you're saying, with these other parties.
Okay. All righty. Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Berman?
No questions.
Okay. I have no further questions.
One question to our secretary. You got 85 foot and 85 foot. What is planning and zoning consider the front? It's normally the rule of thumb is the shortest distance.
Right. And in this case, you could pick either as being the front yard, and we would have gone with 2nd Street as being the front.
2nd Street? Okay.
Correct. In that case, the house actually is in compliance, and then the 15-foot, it is actually shown that way on, if you notice the setbacks, the dashed line on the survey, that 2nd Street is considered the front, and that Midway would be considered the corner front, which would have the 15-foot setback, which is why, again, it's a 1.7-foot and a 1.9-foot variances on those sides.
Is that the side that had the 1.5-foot variance granted in 08?
I would guess that it was the 2nd Street had the 1.5-foot variance granted in 2008.
Okay.
So we don't need that one.
Don't really need that one, but you do need for the 1.7 and the 1.9 for the house along Midway Drive.
Do we have a copy of the survey that was submitted in 2008? I ask that because it looks to me like there's a couple things that are here that may have been related to the dwelling placement.
Actually, they needed the 1.5-foot variance was granted for Midway Drive, and the survey shown is a hand-drawn survey. It's called a worksheet drawing, and it said that from the property line back to what was called a front porch was 30.5. So they actually do need the 1.5-foot variance along the 2nd Street, and they were granted the 1.5, which is actually now 1.7 and 1.9. So it actually, after the placement, it increased and encroached further into the setback along Midway Drive.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I have one question. This is above ground pool, right?
Yes.
You can't move that pool into compliance? It looks like you've got paving there.
I beg your pardon?
It looks like you got paving around the pool.
Yes, we have paving around the pool, and
we dropped it.
Okay,
but you can pick those pavings up. You could, looks like it would fit in the 6 foot. You're asking for a 6 foot variance, 6.4 tenths of a foot. That's a lot.
To move the pool.
It's above ground. It comes down, I imagine.
Well, we have it sunk in the ground a little bit.
It's in the ground now?
It's not completely in the ground, but we dug a hole and moved it into it.
Has to be 4 foot above.
Yeah. The way it's set up, it's close to the spa and also the electricity for the house, because we have a propane heater for it as well as an electric pump.
Well, they're you can move those, right?
I'm not really sure how easily you could move them. It's a lot of equipment.
So you're saying that you're in the ground, of course, and...
And yes, there's pavers around it. And it's pretty much butted up against the spa so that the two things are together to access the electricity and everything for pumps and what have you.
So your neighbor moved away, and he's the guy that told you that
this year
would be fine and set the pool for you?
Yes.
How about the sheds? Like you said, you set up those yourself, right?
The one shed, the cement one, was there when we moved in.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Trapp.
I just want to go through, I want to make sure I got my head around each of the variances. The steps that come on to Second Street, mm-hmm. those were there when the home was placed?
Those were poured concrete right after the house was put on the property.
And then there's
I'm sorry. Second Street. That's the front of the house.
Correct.
Those are the manufactured stairs that came with the mobile when we bought it.
Okay. Then there's the variance from the corner side yard for the dwelling off of Midway Drive for 1.9 feet. And again, that's
for stairs.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's for the dwelling. Then there's another one for 1.7 feet for the stairs.
Those are the poured concrete ones because we didn't have any more manufactured stairs to use.
Okay. Again, at the time the home was placed?
That's when those stairs were poured.
Okay. Then there's two movable sheds. The one that's closest to Midway Drive is the new one, correct?
The other one, I mean, would you consider a cement shed movable? I don't think so, but whatever.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on which ones are which.
The one closest to Midway is the newer one, yes.
Okay. And is that one currently movable?
It's not cemented to the ground, so yes, it could be moved.
Okay, is there electricity or anything in it?
Yes, there is.
And then the other one was there when you bought the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have the pool that we just talked about.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had them all straight in my head. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's one gentleman.
Sir, would you like to speak in favor? But you didn't show any. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,789 until next regular meeting, which is July 11th, right?
Yes.
I'd like to know if you would want to include in that motion to get some pictures from the applicant of the backyard, the pool, and the sheds.
You'd have to leave the record open.
And leave it open for that.
Okay, we'll leave it open for that.
Sir, just a moment, please.
No. We'll get pictures.
So now we're going to...
We'd have to keep the phone for
okay.
Yes.
Let me relay that...
How many photos
so
would you like?
Motion, and
but
now...
What I guess we need to do is have a motion, or withdraw your motion.
Withdraw my motion.
I didn't get a second to it yet.
I will withdraw my motion and make a motion that we leave case number 11,789 open for pictures of the backyard, I guess, would include the pool, the sheds,
hot tub,
everything in that backyard where we're having the questions on, yeah.
Okay.
And for that limited purpose, Mr. Rickard?
Yes.
Thank you.
How many photos would you like?
One of as many as you want make your argument.
Okay.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 11,789 open until our next regular meeting, which is July the 11th, 2016, for the purpose of pictures of the backyard representing the variances. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
I would request that a letter be sent to the builder.
Okay. Okay, and all those in favor, Mr. Mills, you in favor of that 10?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay, you'll second. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Yeah, Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Portman? Aye. Mr. Kenway, so 5 to 0. Case number 11,789 is approved. Okay, ma'am. So
thank you.
You're sending as many pictures as you can then to the office. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next case.